Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Do not miss this altar every day. First thing as you wake up, let it be your secret place of meeting with God, your Maker, and talking to Him and also receiving from Him. In life, you either have a secret place or you are in a secret cult. Yes, either of the two. We have chosen the secret place of God Almighty to dwell. Do your quiet time with God using Turning Point Audio. You either listen to Turning Point while still lying down on your bed, meditating with it, sit or kneel down beside your bed or your chair. If you have a place, a room, or other than your bedroom, which you have separated and dedicated for praying and meeting with God, is all right. You may even take your phone with you to the bathroom or restroom or kitchen, if that is the first thing you do daily as you wake up. Anyhow, let it be God first before engaging in other human activities for the day. After receiving ministrations from Turning Point Audio, pray more on your own, either in the spirit or your understanding, as much as you can. Then do a short Bible study, reading from our Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the day's portion, pray the day's prayer, and follow the guideline of reading the entire Bible through systematically in 1 year. Subscribe online with a token for the prayer booklet. It will be sent to your phone. You can do a whole year or monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, send a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Saturday, the 38th day in March 2024. Just a day more, we shall step out of March into the new month of April. There is what is known as a 24-hour miracle. I prophesy major turnaround and miraculous delivery shall see happen for you within the next 24 hours in Jesus' name. Please open your hand and heart for the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. James chapter 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. I speak over your life and destiny. Good gifts, perfect gifts are coming for you these days, coming for your children these days. The help you need is from above. Above is higher than beneath. May help and assistance from God Almighty visit you and your family more than ever before. Who is this? You never have lasting breakthroughs or success. Good things sometimes happen for you, but they never last. You get a job, and before long, you lose it again. You get a contract, but the client will refuse to pay or abandon the project midway. You enter into a relationship, but it soon fizzles away. Before you say, thank God, at last, the thing fizzles away. Never lasting miracle or blessing. Those I'm describing, they know themselves. If that is you or any of your loved ones, touch your body for this prayer. I rebuke the spirit of breakdown after breakthrough. The forces behind short-lived joy, short-lived blessings and breakthrough leave you now and forever. From now on, your miracles, your open doors, and your God has finally done this will remain and not fizzle away. You are delivered from that evil spirit. Say amen. Who is this also? You are in a dire situation at the moment. In 48 hours, that situation shall turn around. God uses people to help people. Your destiny helpers shall locate you soon. The money you need, the space, the connection, the support, the keys of my listeners that you need for the next level shall be handed over to you without you begging for them. You won't beg anybody again, and they will give you what you desire. They be giving you what you need. Everyone, do this. Observe a day fast this coming Tuesday, next Tuesday, till at least 2 p.m. Then pray and ask God to connect you your children or your business outfit to a strategic relationship for progress. It shall happen. That is how I receive it. Ask them to fast and pray for a connection for strategic relationship for progress. Do so. God shall surprise you and also make you a living surprise in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Please don't forget that prayers on Tuesday, whether I remember to mention it again or not. Write it down so you won't forget. I speak as I'm inspired and as I receive from heaven. Connect to all these instructions. March 30, celebrant, receive your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Hope be lifted. God shall give you a special birthday gift you will live to celebrate for a long time. He will also inspire and raise good people to bless you for your birthday. Say amen. Listeners, welcome to day 6 of the week of intense, intentional, effective, effectual, and personal prayers. Pray these prayers fervently and passionately. They are your prayers. I'm only leading you to pray them. First prayer today is from Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from dead dwell in you, he that raised up Jesus Christ from dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwells in you. This is Easter period, resurrection season. Now, hold your body or touch your body. Pray, decree, and declare, my body, receive the resurrection power of God. Receive the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. My body, come alive, be vibrant, be active, be set free from all aches and pains. My bone system, my blood system, my breathing system, all my systems, the systems in my body, my joints and marrow, receive the resurrection and the restoration power from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Be completely recharged. Be completely rejuvenated. O Lord, renew my days like the eagle. I will live the rest of my life in good health and in abundance in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, the resurrection power and the restoration power, they are on you now. Next, Luke chapter 9 verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Pray this prayer this way. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive power and authority over the devils, over all forces. Forces of evil, bow before me now. Evil forces of poverty, or evil forces of shortages, evil forces of delays, of indebtedness, evil forces of untimely death, I exercise my authority in Christ over you. Bow, bow, be paralyzed and live my life and my environment now and forever in Jesus' name. Yes, your authority over demonic forces shall no longer be questioned. It shall be as you have prayed it. Next, Colossians chapter 2 verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. This is Easter period, victory and resurrection. Pray like this. Satanic principalities and powers, you have received open defeat through Jesus. Therefore, you are defeated in my life forever. Operate in my life no more. Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection has triumphed over you. My debt is fully paid. The battle is fully won. I have the victory. I am a winner. I am a victor. I am no more in bondage to sin. I am no more in bondage to sicknesses and diseases, to afflictions, failures, delays, shortages, losses, demotion, stagnancy, nightmares, evil dreams, barrenness, frustration, disappointment, depression. I am no more in bondage to poverty and endless struggles and confusions and all such evil spirits. I am totally free. I'm no more in bondage to pain and tears all my life. Through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, I am free. Free at last. Saved at last. victorious at last in Jesus' name. All say amen, amen, amen. Do this, if you can, sing a song of victory and dance a bit where you are. If it's not possible there now, do it whenever you can do so. You are free at last in Jesus' name. Right? Please forward this to your contact. Let them pray these same prayers. They will see the good hand of God over their life. Prepare your communion element. Today is the communion for victory and triumph in all areas of life. Then TPGF members and listeners, month is ending. In fact, it's ending tomorrow. So if you are a monthly tither, personal, corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, your vows, and the 333 seed we are sowing in the month of March, do so as soon as you are able to collect your pay. In April, we shall move on to the seed of 44444. Do so, and it's a seed of balance and stability. Yesterday, I said to businessmen and women, all entrepreneurs, put your business outfit in tithing. It is called corporate tithing. Business outfit is an entity on its own. Many businesses die prematurely or they are not able to go far. Problems happen and they are shut down. You know what? Devourers entered and sucked them dry. Pay tight on your business outfit. Whether it is a small outfit or a big outfit, it doesn't matter. It is your truthfulness and sincerity and promptness that matters. If you do, God will shield your business from devourers and also make it transgenerational. In other words, from generation to generation, your children shall come into your business and take it to their own level in their own generation and hand it over to the other generations. That is how it happens. There's a spiritual connotation behind businesses. Put your business on tithing. Don't let it be difficult for you to pay your personal tithe and your business tithe and witness the power of God. It's a whole revelation. It is a whole truth of God. If you want us to send you the commission's account, including the PayPal information, PayPal will take money, currencies from all over the world. All TPGF members abroad in all nations, use the PayPal if that is what you want to do. If you want us to send you the commission's account, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Never, never send money to personal account. We are not the one asking people to send money for orphanage or motherless babies' homes. Those are internet fraudsters. Shut them out. Have nothing to do with them. I prophesy to your life, you are blessed forever. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. Femi Emmanuel is my name. God has sent me to be a blessing to you. A blessing you will be forever. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.